You're listening to the audio production of Mornings with Jesus 2020, Daily Encouragement for Your Soul, by Susanna Thoth Ottman, Elizabeth Byrne DeGeer, Tracy Eldridge, Gwen Ford Falkenberry, Grace Fox, Heidi Gall, Sharon Hink, Katie Minter Jones, Diane Neal Matthews, Marlene Legaspi Munyar, Cynthia Rukti, Alice Thompson, and Isabella Usuico, published by Zondervan and read by Charity Spencer.
Dear friend, this year Guideposts celebrates our 75th anniversary. While we remain grounded in our dynamic history, we are most excited to continue to spread the message that anything is possible with hope, faith, and prayer. Welcome to Mornings with Jesus 2020. Whether you are a new reader or are already familiar with this devotional, know that each reading, like the voice of a trusted friend, offers inspiration, hope, and the peace that comes from walking with Him. This year is a leap year, so we're delighted to present 366 devotions to encourage your soul and deepen your walk with Jesus. This daily devotional was written lovingly by 13 women of faith. As these women share their experiences of how Jesus is at work in their lives, and they learn to celebrate life's milestones with joy, courage, and sometimes tears, we hope you will see yourself in their stories. Beloved Mornings with Jesus writers Susanna Thoth Ottman, Gwen Lord Falkenberry, Heidi Gall, Sharon Hink, Diane Neal Matthews, Cynthia Rukti, and Isabella Usuico are back in fine form, along with Grace Fox, who has graced us with a series of Holy Week devotions. Authors Alice Thompson, Katie Minter Jones, Tracy Eldridge, and Marlene Legaspi Munar make their debuts this year and share their passion for Jesus. Jesus said, "Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." John 15:4, NKJV. Mornings with Jesus 2020 is a precious reminder that He is longing to spend time with you. Mornings with Jesus 2020 will help you cherish your time with Him each day. It is our hope that you are inspired by each scripture, encouraged by each reading, and motivated daily to take a faith step as you walk with Jesus and abide in His love. Faithfully yours, editors of Guideposts. New Year's Day, Wednesday, January 1st. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. Luke 16:10, NIV. I used to make a list a mile long of New Year's resolutions. I would write things like lose 50 pounds, play Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor, become fluent in French, run a half marathon, memorize the Book of John. When it came to the end of the year, I usually felt like a failure. But then I'd start over with a new list for the new year. Then I observed my own kids. One day, I laid my baby on her tummy. She got stronger, and soon she was sitting up, rocking and scooting, turned to crawling, and after that, pulling up. Within a year, she took her first step. I taught them music starting with middle C. Then we moved on to basic rhythms and sharps and flats. Over time, by doing a little each day, they learned to play songs. Same with reading. First, the ABCs, then the way each letter sounds, then what happens when you put those sounds together. Voila! Words! It's amazing! With children, you start with one small step. Why do I always want to start with the bigger things? Jesus tells us in Luke 16:10 that the best place to start is with one small step. Do one thing, then do the next. First, a very little, then much. Now I don't even make New Year's resolutions. I just pick three things I really want to grow in and write them down, so Jesus and I can work on them together, one day at a time. A little here, a little there, trusting He'll get me where He wants me to go, in His time. Gwen Ford Falkenberry. Faith Step. Take your first steps today in the next three areas you have decided to grow. Don't try to do too much.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?